We must receive the Holy Ghost. We must receive the Holy Ghost. Now, I know this is not a popular message. It's not a popular message. It's a message that people like to run past, especially the concept of receiving the Holy Ghost. The concept of receiving the Holy Ghost. When you say you have the Holy Ghost, you are saying you have Jesus Christ living inside of you. The Holy Ghost is not just a feeling. It's not a feeling. It's not like an emotional response. The Holy Ghost, I said, is Jesus living in you. Jesus is in you when things are going good, and he's also in you when things are going bad. He's not a sometimey presence. He's ever consistent, and he wants to be ever consistent in our life. So it's imperative that we receive the Holy Ghost. We receive the Holy Ghost as the scripture have described. The Holy Ghost is Christ in you. Christ in you. Let's look at a couple of those scriptures to support that this morning. Let's look at John chapter number 14. The Holy Ghost is Christ in you. John 14, starting at verse number 16. Now we remember verse 13 through 15 is Jesus giving us an understanding of prayer. Many people ask the question or wonder, say, why do you all get on your knees and call Jesus? It's not that we are making that up. That's what he told you to do. He said, you have this privilege. You have this opportunity to approach the throne of grace. And when you approach that throne of grace, what are you supposed to do when you get there? Are you supposed to say long, drawn out prayers? No. He doesn't want to hear a whole bunch of words. He doesn't want to hear a whole bunch of quotes. He wants to hear his name. Y'all believe that? That God wants to hear his name. He took the time to give you his name. Remember, everyone in the Old Testament was looking for the name. And the Lord had not privileged them to have it. But when it came down into the New Testament, he gave us a name according to the scripture that's above what? Every name. And he wants to hear his name. Whenever we are in prayer, making our petitions, our requests known, Jesus wants to hear his name. He wants to hear his name. We are a people for the name. People ask you, say, well, why are you saved? Or why are you here? One writer told us we weren't, when you looked at our birth, we weren't born of the will of man. We didn't come into this way by the will of the rights of man. We were born by his blood, right? Came unto his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that do what? Believe on his name, right? That's who we are. We are a people that believe or have faith in the name of Jesus. So when we make our petitions or our requests known, we do it through the name. Now I may say, well, Lord, I need you to touch my body. Jesus, I need my body is feeling this, or my body is feeling that, or my mind is feeling this, or my mind is feeling that. But I'm making that petition through his name. Now, all in the back of my mind, I got what I want the Lord to do for me. But when I utter something out of my mouth, I'm not going to say, Lord, touch my body. Lord, touch my body. Lord, touch my mind. All I'm going to say is Jesus. Because Jesus, he sums up all that I need in his name. Do y'all believe? He sums up everything that you need in his name. That's why the devil does his best to try to suppress the name. He tries to make you think that you're not giving the Almighty God honor when you say his name. Some people don't think that. We say, saints, say, I give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The devil don't want you to think that you really are saying anything when you say that. But no, you have to identify who your God is. It is Jesus that saved me. Jesus is the one that got up on that cross, suffered, bled, and died. For what purpose? So that I can have a right to eternal life. Jesus shed that blood, and over however many years ago, 2,000 something years ago, he shed that blood for me so that I could be redeemed from my sin. Now, do I have blood today? No. But what did he leave as a representation of the blood? He left his name. So he say, anything you want out of heaven, you've got to ask in his name. You can't demand it. You can't say, Lord, you owe me this. Jesus don't owe you nothing. He already told Adam, when you ate of that fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt surely die. That's all that we are due is death. That's all we deserve is death. But grace and mercy puts us in a savable state. It puts us in a position where we, you and I, can be saved. But with that path or that way to be saved, it come through the name of Jesus. So anything we want from the heaven, now this we have to understand, yes, we're talking about the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is not an earthly gift. You experience it on the earth, but it is not an earthly gift. It is coming from above. It is coming from above. Meaning, Scripture says you should be endued with power from on high. It's coming from above. When you say it's coming from above, what is it? Is it some kind of a ghost? No, it's Jesus. It's the very God of creation, the very one that puts the sun up every morning, that the very one that will allow the weather, the seasons to change. He's the one that controls the rain coming down to benefit the earth. That's it. He controls it. We go out there, we may say, oh, I'm so sick of the rain, but we need it. Just as much as we need the sun, we need the rain. You know, you need the plants need that water to sustain itself, the fish, all that stuff. They're depending on it. The humans, we're all depending on this stuff. So who controls all of these things? Jesus. He controls gravity. The very thing that allows us to stay on the earth. You all realize if the earth gets knocked off of course just a little bit, this whole world would be destroyed. And you say, well, who in the world is controlling all this? Nobody but Jesus. Scripture says, by him all things consist. Huh? He is above all things. And without him was not anything made that is made, right? That's true. In him is life. And the life is the light of men. He lighteth, meaning he gives life to everyone that comes into the earth. Not that doctor, not that doctor, not that medicine. Jesus is the one that gives life to everything that comes into the earth. And just like he gives life, he takes life away. He says he has an appointed time for us to be here. He's appointed our bounds that we cannot pass, right? You realize when you're calling on the name of Jesus, you're calling on the one that's got all of that I described in control. All of that is ran by him. He doesn't share that authority. He doesn't share that right with anybody. He did it all by himself. He did it all by himself. He's the one that's still doing it all by himself. He doesn't have no partner. He told you in the Old Testament, there's another God. I don't know who he is. He already told you I'm a jealous God. You're not going to have, you don't have a right to put any other God before me, right? That's the truth. And he tell you ought to love him with all of your heart, all of your mind, and all of your strength. All of that is helping us to better understand this one God that said he will come and dwell inside of us. He said, you ask in my name, right? So first of all, you got to know that Jesus is the name of God, right? So everywhere I'm going to say God, I can freely say Jesus. Come on, saints, that's truth. Tap into that freedom. World don't know that freedom. World doesn't understand that freedom. That's why they keep saying God, God, God. They don't know they can freely say Jesus. You ain't got to be ashamed to say Jesus. You can freely say, I thank Jesus for one more day. I thank Jesus for the mind to be saved. I thank Jesus for bringing me out of a life of sin, right? I thank Jesus for regulating my mind. I thank Jesus for protecting me from danger, sin, and danger unseen. You do not have to be ashamed of his name. Don't back up from that name, right? Boldly come to the throne. Boldly proclaim the name that can save you, right? That's the truth. He already told you, you come to the throne of grace to get the help that you need in times. When times you need them, right? You got to identify when you need Jesus, right? Many people try to go through the earth and have this thing full of pride. Say, oh, no, I'm all right. Nah, you got to acknowledge I need Jesus. I need him in a special way, right? Need the Lord in a special way, right? Come on. What's that song of praise we sing? To fight my battles, right? Need the Lord to fight my battles. I let Jesus know nobody can win this war but you. The war that I'm going through in my mind, in my life, huh? No one can win this war but you, right? That's the privilege we have. When we come to him in prayer, we just simply call on his name, right? And put all of the things that we need in the back of our mind so that when we say we want it, we call his name. And how bad you want it is how passionately you call his name, right? You may start off saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But all in the back of your mind, you got to have it. What is it you want the Lord for? What in the world are you calling his name for? I got this going on. How bad do you want to get out of it? How bad do you want the Lord to solve it? How bad do you want the Lord to fix it? Then you got to let that passion come forth through his name. You got to let it be expressed through his name, right? You say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Even you say, oh, when you start to moan, you say, you still let that name come out. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All in the back of your mind, you're saying, Lord, I need you. I want you. I desire you. But you're letting what? You're letting the salvation name come out of your mouth. That name is there to comfort you. That name is there to speak for you, right? Come on, the scripture says that his spirit speaks with our spirit. Groans and utterings. We don't know what we should pray for. In other words, we may not know how to articulate our concerns, our issues. And definitely we don't know how to articulate how to fix this stuff. So all the thing we can do is rest on that name of Jesus. Depending on that name to fix it. Depending on that name to understand what we are going through. Depending on that name to resolve all of our issues. And after I stay with that name long enough, I can get up off the altar with confidence that all these things work together for the good, right? To all of them that do what I'm calling him because I love him, right? I'm calling Jesus because I love him. I'm mentioning his name. To let him know I love you, Jesus. His name is not a burden to me. His name is not stressful. Huh? His name relieves it all. That one thing we used to sing that song, his name is soothes. It calms. That's what the name of Jesus does for you. When you learn just to rest on his name. Huh? That's the truth. That's why we got to understand the privilege that is bestowed upon us. To just be able to get on our knees and call on his name. Huh? Come on, that's truth. That's to utter his name. Utter his name in prayer. Utter his name in praise. Utter his name in thanksgiving. Huh? That's the truth. People say, well, why do you when you greet the saints? Say, praise the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. I thank Jesus for you. Saints say, you did such a good job doing this. I thank Jesus. Thank Jesus for all that he has blessed me to do. Come on, that's the truth. You want to keep his name on your lips. You want to keep his name in your mind. Huh? Said he'll keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind staying on. Who is to him? It's Jesus. He'll keep you in perfect peace. You say, well, it's gonna, I'm stressed out. Put your mind on Jesus. Don't let the stuff that's going on around you rob you from your peace. Huh? That stuff be trying to snatch peace away from you. But it's up to you to put your mind back on track. Put your focus back on the Lord Jesus. Let him know, Lord, you are my help. You're the one that sustains me. You're the one that pulls me through. If I'm going to get through, it's because of you, Jesus. That's the truth. That's the truth. Come on. What did I say? St. John, chapter number 14. Look at verse number 16.
Pray the Father, and he shall give you another comfort, that he may abide with you forever.
What is the purpose of the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is there to abide with you. That word abide means live, reside with you. Huh? Meaning when I'm up, when I'm down. That's why you need to receive the Holy Ghost. Because you're going to have up and down things in your life. Huh? Come on, Ecclesiastes chapter number 3. Someone get it. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. Come on, it's right there. Mm-hmm. Ecclesiastes 3 and 1. Come on. Mm-hmm. In other words, your happiness is only there for a season. Mm-hmm. Something is going to come to snatch happiness away from you. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. Say, I'm laughing, I feel good, but something is going to come to snatch it right away from you. And the writer is telling you to everything, not some things. Right. Say, Elder Scudder, you can lift up your hands freely. Amen. But I can't get caught up in this ability. Why? Because it's only here for a season. One season in my life, I'm not going to be able to do this. Huh? There's a season coming in my life that I won't be able to do this. But the Lord says, I want to put a constant thing inside of you that whether you can lift your hands or not, I still want you to know all that you need is in the name, right? Everything I need is in the name.
Yeah.
Everything, there's a season.
There's
keep
a
going.
At a time to every purpose.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something? Yeah. All this stuff that you may be going through, it's a reason.
Uh-huh.
But you need to call on his name to help you to understand the reason.
Right.
Lord Jesus, why?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Come on, you got that word in the back of your mind.
Yeah.
Why? Uh-huh. But Jesus is the answer.
Yeah.
Huh? Y'all believe that? Why is the question?
Yep.
But Jesus is the answer. Huh? How long, Lord? That's a question. But Jesus is the answer. And I got to approach that name as being able to resolve to answer all of my questions, right? That's true. Put all your trust in his name. Y'all believe that? Amen. Y'all put all your trust in the name. I know things sometimes, they just don't make sense. In your life and in my life. I got things going on right now. It just don't add up. It just don't add up. I do everything that the folk tell me to do. I do all the advice, but the thing is still there. Sometimes I feel like Paul. I'm not telling you I am Paul. And I definitely pray it ain't no thorn. But I'm trying to tell you, sometimes it don't look like it's going nowhere. Huh? But look what the Lord said. His grace is sufficient. In other words, his name is sufficient. Don't y'all realize his name is our grace? Huh? His name is our grace. It is our unmerited favor, isn't it? That's right. His name is our grace. His name is sufficient. In other words, his name will suffice all that I need, right? It's everything that I need. His name is, right? But who has to believe it? I have to.
Thank you.
I can't put that on in you. I can't put that in you. I can preach it, but you got to take it and say, Lord, I believe it. I believe what you're saying, Lord Jesus, that your name is my grace. Huh? Your name will allow me to be at peace, even in the midst of my storm. Huh? Come on, y'all trust the Lord. Like you got to trust Jesus. Every now and then, he's not going to let the storm leave. He's not going to move the storm. But you've just got to be willing to go through. Huh? You got to know when you're in that storm, it is only a part of your season. Huh? Lord says to everything there is a season, right? And a time to every purpose. The Lord got a reason why he's taking you through this, right? You may not understand. You may not be able to figure it out. But Jesus knows. He knows. Lord knows the end of a thing from the beginning. And I just got to trust that the Lord going to reveal himself to me. Huh? Some kind of way the Lord let me go through this so he can reveal himself. So that I can better understand that he is God, right? Huh? It's easy to talk it. I got that sign out there. I was walking by. It said, Jesus is God. And it seems so simple. It seems so easy to understand. But the Lord is telling you, and you may understand. Right. Meaning it's unknown.
Yes.
It's uncharted
Jesus,
territory.
Jesus, huh? Jesus, Jesus,
I never charted in 46
Jesus,
before.
Jesus, Jesus,
that's where I am right now. I'm 46.
Jesus, Jesus,
right?
Yes.
46. I never charted.
Yes.
Never charted in this age before. I didn't know what was coming. You got your own ages. You didn't know what was coming when you looked back 10 years ago.
Right.
You were just so caught up where you were.
Yes.
You didn't know the Lord was going to let you get here today.
Right.
And see where you are today.
Right.
And be going through what you're going through.
Yes.
Huh? But I believe Jesus knows all things.
Yes.
I believe Jesus knows all things and he knows how to handle
yes.
everything that I am going through.
Yes.
But I got to learn to put my trust in him. I lean not to my own understanding, right? That's the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Even though I can't see my way. That's what the Lord is saying. You said you believe. Where is your faith? Huh? Where is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things what? If you can see it, why would you need to hope in Jesus? Huh? Why would you need to trust Jesus if you can see it? It's that movement when you cannot see.
Right.
That's what the Lord is looking for you to walk when you can't see it.
Right.
Huh? Because sometimes I feel like taking the example of just cutting off all the lights. Just the pitch black. You know, I ain't talking about that kind of black where you can kind of see through. I'm talking about that kind of black you can't see nothing. Huh? And then the Lord just show you a little spotlight and say, this is the way. Huh? Huh? You got to follow the light. Huh? And you can't be asking him, well, where are we going? All he's taking you to is follow the light. Huh? He said his word is a lamp unto my feet. Follow the light, right? When you see the light, walk in it, right? That's the truth, say. He's got to have that kind of an attitude as you navigate through this thing called life. Huh? That's the truth. As you navigate through this old dark world.
Amen.
This world you're living in an environment where people all around you don't have no mind to be saved. People all around you are infected by sin. And sin is getting the best of them. You know how the scripture says the wage of sin is death? Sin is getting the best of them. They don't even realize sin is snatching life out of you. Huh? Here the Lord done gave you the privilege and honor of having his name, and you're letting sin snatch life away from you. Huh? Whatever those circumstances are. You say, oh, this God, I'm going through this. I'm going through that. But don't let sin snatch life away from you. Even while you're going through, call on his name. Keep on lifting up his name above it all, right? That's the truth. Read a little bit more of Ecclesiastes.
And it says, a time to be born.
Yes.
Time to die.
Yes.
Time to plant. And a time to pluck. Yep. A time to kill and a time to heal.
Yes.
A time to break down and a time to build up.
Yes.
A time to weep and a time to laugh.
That's the truth.
A time to mourn.
Then y'all realize, so the Lord is telling you, you're going to go through all of these things.
Right.
Just go along with living.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
All of this stuff goes along with living here on the earth. Huh? Just like Jesus was born. Huh? What else did he do? He died on that cross. And he's telling you, if I had to go through it, you had to go through it. Huh? Just like people were with him, people forsook him. Just like people were his friends, people automatically became his enemy. Huh? Just like people said, I thank you, some people said, I hate you. I want nothing to do with you, right? Come on, there's a time and purpose to everything, saints. Just like you got the good, you got the bad. But you need Jesus to help you to be consistent. I need the Lord to calm my wave, right?
Hallelujah.
Calm my sea. And no matter what I'm going through, I still maintain that Jesus is God. That Jesus is all that I need. That Jesus is my Savior. Huh? Jesus is my deliverer. Huh? That's the truth, saints. Jesus is my joy and Jesus is my peace.
Yes,
come on, jump back over to John.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter number 14. Verse number 16.
Uh-huh. It says, I will pray the Father, he shall give you another comfort.
Yes. See what the Holy Ghost wants to do?
Mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost wants to abide with me forever. Huh? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
It is not just during this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody heard what I just said? You're not getting the Holy Ghost just for you to feel it during this lifetime. You need the Holy Ghost to be with you when you take your last breath. Benefit of me having the Holy Ghost is that the Holy Ghost is not going to leave me, even though the Lord takes the breath of life from me. Huh? Huh? But the Holy Ghost is going to be right there once this body stops breathing to carry me right over into eternity. Huh? And the Holy Ghost is going to be right with me in eternity, comforting me, waiting until Stephen gets a glorified body. Huh? Until I get out of this body and get into another, the Holy Ghost is going to usher me in to that glorified body. Holy Ghost is just not going to leave me in the glorified body, but the Holy Ghost is going to empower that glorified body to rise again, right? To get up off of the earth, right? To be caught up in the rapture with Jesus, right? Holy Ghost is going to do that. That's what the scripture says. He's going to be with you forever. Huh? Read a little bit more.
Even the Spirit of truth.
That's who the Holy Ghost is. Huh? Everybody understand that? That's who the Holy Ghost is. The Holy Ghost is an honest spirit. It is the Spirit of truth. Huh? The world don't want truth. Huh? Come on, chapter number 3. Chapter number 3 and verse number 16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. In other words, God came in the flesh, huh? That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, right? Keep going. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You got an opportunity, right? Come on, you got an opportunity. You don't want this door to shut on you. You got an opportunity to be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin, right? You got an opportunity to be saved. He didn't come into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Keep going. That's you and me. That's me. That lets you know it's not a whole lot of us. Huh? More red chairs than it is bodies, isn't it? That lets you know it's not a whole lot of believers. Huh? Whole lot of people talking it. Huh? But not a whole lot of people are showing Jesus. Lord said, you approaching me with lip service. Huh? You say you love me, but you don't want to do what I say do. I'm trying to tell you, you want the Holy Ghost. You got to do what Jesus say do. You got to stop listening to everybody else. And you got to say, Jesus, what do you want me to do? Open up the book. He will tell you what to do, right? That's the truth.
Jesus.
Open the book.
Yes, Lord.
Be a doer of what the word says.
Yes.
Huh? Jesus. Told you to lay aside all that naughtiness,
uh-huh.
That overflowing of filthiness,
right.
And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to do a save your soul. Huh? Don't you want to be saved? That's what he said. He came into this world that the world through him might be saved. Huh? Come on. Is that what the scripture say?
Right.
Keep going.
Might be saved, Jesus. And could he that believeth on him?
Yes.
Is not condemned.
That's why we got to keep our faith in Jesus. When that world try to steal your faith, you got to keep on believing in Jesus. You got to realize sometimes you're talking to somebody that is condemned and they hate it. Huh? They hate it and they don't know how to get out of it. Their sin is judging them. Don't you? That's why you stay righteous. You stay right because when you come in their presence, righteousness condemns them. They don't even want to look at you in the face. Huh? They walk with you like this. Huh? Every now and then you can catch them in the eye. Catch them eye to eye. And let them know the Lord sees you. The Lord sees you and he knows everything about you. All he wants to do is save you. Save you from what? Save you out of your mess. Huh? Save you out of your shortcomings, right? He wants you to be able to lift up your bowed down head, right? King of glory want to come on the inside. Huh? Well, I told you lift up your bowed down head. Because the King of glory want to do what? Come. He want to come on the inside. Who is the Holy Ghost? The Holy Ghost is the King of glory. Huh? Only one that want to come on the inside is Jesus. Huh? Holy Ghost want to come on the inside dwell in you, right? He want to abide inside of you. That's right, but you've got to lift up your head. You got to look at righteousness in the face and say, yes, Lord Jesus. He going to show you yourself. You got to say, yes, Lord Jesus. You got to look at the spirit of truth in the face and say, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, I want truth. Huh? David said that he desires truth from the inward part. You can't phony your way into this. That's right. You cannot phony your way into this. You can't put a show on for Jesus. Jesus doesn't want your show. He doesn't want your act. He wants you to be real with him, right? Huh? That's the truth. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. That's we're not them, because we are the ones that believe. Is that what John 3 says? He that believeth is not condemned. Huh? Because he believes on the name. Huh?
He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already.
He's condemned
already.
Come on, isn't that something? That's why you got a chance. What would you say, Elder Scudder? What did you have that activity up for us to do research for? To see what these household of faith are quote unquote doing during the week. Huh? Come on, don't back up from it. Don't back up from it. You know what you go through all week long. And you know it is nobody but Jesus that carries you through.
Amen.
How in the world could you make it through if you didn't have time during the week where you can get on your knees and call the name of Jesus? How in the world could you make it? Huh? I couldn't make it. I know you can't make it. I know what the devil be trying to plan up in my mind. I know if he's doing that to me, I know he's doing it to you. I know I need the name of Jesus to be come out of my mouth, and I need to hear it in my ears all during the week. Huh? And how in the world could you say you are a household of faith when you don't even have time during the week to encourage the people to call on the name of Jesus? How are you calling yourself a household of faith? What kind of faith are you establishing, right? What kind of faith are you establishing? Huh? Yeah, the household of faith. Lord said, my house should be called a house of prayer. Huh? And how do we pray? We bend on our knees. We lift up holy hands. And we invoke the name of Jesus. We call on his name. Huh? Call on his name until he answers by fire. Huh? We ain't no different than Ezekiel was. Who was that? Not Ezekiel. One of them prophets. I can't think of who he was. One of those prophets that it was in the Old Testament. They had that sacrifice. And the one sacrifice, he said, y'all call on your God. And he said, they kept on calling on their God, dancing around it. Huh? They go to praise dances of today, dancing around the altar. Huh? Trying to put on a show. Huh? Trying to get their God to wake up. But their God is not going to wake up. Because their God has no power. Y'all understand that? That God that they're serving has no power. You said, who are they serving? They're serving the devil. I'm trying to tell you, the devil has no power. Now when it comes to life, he has no power. He's a deceiver. He's a murderer. He's a liar, right? That's the truth. They called on their God, Baal. Baal, wake up, Baal. Huh? Maybe he's on a journey. Huh? Maybe he's asleep. Huh? Maybe he's busy. Baal, Baal, wake up, Baal. Said the folks started dancing. And when the dancing didn't work, they started cutting themselves. Huh? Come on. Trying to wake up a dead God. Huh? Who was that? Elijah. Then Elijah said, He said, put water around in that trench. He said, dig a trench around that sacrifice and fill that trench up with water and throw water on the sacrifice. Anybody know if you want something to burn, the last thing you need is water? Huh? But I'm trying to tell you the power of the Holy Ghost. This is why Jesus, that devil, Satan, doesn't want you to call on the name of Jesus. Because he knows that name is a consuming fire. I don't care how much you cry. I don't care how much you boo-hoo. I don't care how much broken you are on the altar.
Yes.
When the Holy Ghost comes in, he sops up all of your tears.
Yes,
he dries all of your tears up. Huh? He replaces your sorrow with joy. Huh? Come on, saints. Yes, the Holy Ghost does.
Yes.
Just like Elijah said, wet up the altar. Huh? And when Elijah began to call on the name of God, the name of Israel, the name of the God of Israel, that God answered by fire. That fire sopped up all of the water. That fire burnt up the sacrifice. It also burnt up the rocks. That's a mighty burning fire. Huh? That means I don't care how hard your heart is, when you get on your knees and call on Jesus, he will break down your stubborn heart, right?
Yes, he will.
That's right. That word will cut your heart.
Yes, yes, yes.
Break away the stone.
Break away,
huh? It'll remove that callous.
Yes.
Huh? It'll remove it all.
Yes.
Remove all that pit of sorrow.
Jesus.
And the Lord will replace it all with joy.
Yes.
When them folks saw the fire fall from Elijah's God, they changed their minds. They said, the Lord, he is God. Huh? That's what Matthew and then Psalms say, don't you not that the Lord, he is God. Huh? It is he that hath what? Made us. Huh? Know ye not that unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Jesus is Christ the Lord, right? That's what the devil don't want you to know. He don't want you to believe that Jesus is your Christ. That Jesus is your self-existent one. That Jesus is everything that you need. Devil don't want you to believe that. Huh? He definitely don't want you to keep on trusting in that name. Huh? That's what the writer done told you. Go back over to John 3. Where'd you leave off at?
18,
yes.
And it says, he that have not believed in the name of the only begotten.
The name of the only begotten.
Verse 19, and
this is the reason why people are condemned.
Mm-hmm.
That light is coming to the world.
Mm-hmm.
And men love what?
Darkness.
So what do the folk do to the spotlight?
Mm-hmm.
They cut it off. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Lord say your darkness is thick. You can't see your way out of this mess. And the Lord shows them the spotlight. And what do? They say, Lord, cut the light off. Huh? We rather stay in what? Why do they stay in darkness? Because their deeds are evil, right? It don't take a rocket scientist. Why do the folks stay in darkness? Because their deeds are what? You ain't got to wonder. You say, well, Lord, I see them doing X, Y, and Z. Call it for what you see. Your deeds are evil. Huh? And you don't want to come over to the Lord. You be saying to yourself, why don't they just come? Because their deeds are evil. And they don't want to come into the light. The next verse says, they don't want to come into the light lest their deeds get reproved. Who's going to reprove them? The Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth is going to correct you, right? And who he going to help you see? You.
Yeah.
You be worried about the Spirit of truth showing somebody else, but you just let it work on you. Let it work. It got enough to do working on you. Let the Spirit of truth work on you. Huh? You say, well, every time you start looking at somebody else, you know you got another spirit trying to work inside of you. Huh? What spirit, Elder Scudder? It's that spirit that's working in these children of disobedience. Huh? Spirit of wrath. Spirit of disobedience is inside of them, right? And you don't want that inside of you. Why? Because you can't even get the Holy Ghost without learning how to obey him, right? Holy Ghost is given to those that do what? Obey him, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
So the Spirit of truth will be talking to you through his word. Huh? Remember, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. He will talk to you through his word. And what do you have to say to it? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Huh? He tell you to stop. Yes, Lord. Huh? And every time that spirit that's in the world come to whisper in your ear, say, no. No. I want no part of you. I want no part of you. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. Right? Come on, that's truth. Even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Because it what? John chapter number 14, verse number 17. Even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Because it seeth him not. Come on, 2 Corinthians chapter number 3. If the gospel be hid, it's hid unto them that are lost. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not. Why? Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Right? That's right. That's all the devil's trying to prevent you from getting is Jesus. Not seeing Jesus. Remember? Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it what? It seeth him not. And neither does what? Isn't that something? That's what the devil wants to keep me. He want to mess up my knowledge. My understanding. He doesn't want me to understand who Jesus is. Huh? That's why he don't want you to call on that name when you're on prayer. He said, don't you call on that name. Why? Because he knows you call on that name, you're going to get a knowledge. You're going to get an understanding of who Jesus is, right? That's the truth. You call on his name a little while. You say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. You begin to feel him move. You feel him move. You say, oh, what is that? You're like, ain't nobody touch you. Huh? Maybe it's because the vent is blowing on me. Huh? Maybe they done turned the fan on me. And somebody behind you say, call him a little bit more. Call Jesus a little bit more. Put your mind on Jesus. And you put your mind on Jesus. You call him a little bit more. And then you feel him again. Huh? Come on. The devil don't want you to gain that knowledge. That knowledge of what? Knowing what it feels like to call on the name of Jesus. Huh? He don't want you to get the results that you get from calling on the name of Jesus, right? That's the truth. He doesn't want you to see him, and he definitely don't want you to know him. But Jesus said, you see him, and you know him. He dwelleth with you. But where does the Holy Ghost want to be at, Jesus? He wants to be where? Holy Ghost wants to be in you. Verse number 26.
Verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Whom the Father will send in my name.
How is the Holy Ghost going to come? Y'all hear this? Yeah. Y'all understand this. I hope you're getting it. Amen. You're not going to get the Holy Ghost any other kind of way. You say, boy, Elder Scudder, what about the people at the house of Cornelius? Let's go on over there. Let's go on over to the house of Cornelius and see what did they get when they received the Holy Ghost. And why did they receive the Holy Ghost? Let's see what was being said to them. Chapter number 10 of Acts. Acts chapter number 10 and verse number 34. I'm just going to skip around. Chapter number 10, verse number 34.
Peter opened his mouth.
Now that we know that this got to be the spirit of truth working through Peter. Because Peter already told you he didn't want nothing to do with these Gentiles. He told the spirit of truth no. That means that the Lord gives you the right to say no to him. Just like Peter said no to Jesus. And when he said no to Jesus, Jesus said, you don't have the right to tell me what I have made is unclean. I told you to rise up and eat. Who are you to question what I tell you to do, right? That lets you know your will can get in the way of Jesus' will, right? That's why you need to ask the Lord Jesus, help me to suppress my will, not my will. When you get on your knees calling Jesus, get out of yourself. Not my will, right? But let your will be done, right? You move me how you want to move me. You take control the way you want to do it, Jesus. Peter said, I perceive that God have no respect to person. That means anybody can be saved. Y'all believe that? Huh? You not that bad that you can't receive Jesus. He has no respect to person, right?
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
You say, Elder Scudder, I got something going on in my brain where I can't understand everything. He still has no respect to person. Huh? Do you know how to say Jesus? Huh? Yeah, I know. I can say Jesus. Do you understand when I say Jesus is everything? Huh? I understand when you're saying Jesus is everything. What you mean when you say everything? The ground that I'm standing on? Yeah, that's Jesus. What about that wind? That's Jesus. Jesus is everything. What about my heart beating? That's Jesus. Jesus is everything, right? He has no respect to person, right? But what must I do? Verse number 35. This is to the black man, to the white man, to those that are on the continent of Asia, wherever you are on this earth. Verse number 35 is writing to you, because it says, in every nation, he that does what? Not fear. See, that's how you got to come out of that three God teaching. Huh? That three God teaching is messing your brain up. Because the Lord said you need to learn how to fear him. Him means one. Huh? He always, the Lord your God is one Lord, right? Everyone that fears him. And in other words, you got to stop sinning. You can't get around that.
Come on, Jesus.
Everybody want to come cry to the Lord and still sinning?
That's right, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And you act like Jesus going to look beyond what you're doing.
Jesus.
Lord said, I ain't deaf.
No.
I hear you calling on my name.
Yes.
Huh? Yes. I ain't got no short arms.
Right.
Huh? Yes. I got the power to reach out and touch you.
Yes.
But what's the problem, Jesus? It's your sin. You ain't got rid of your sin yet, right? You still got the mind to sin. Yeah, this thing is deep. You got to change your mind. You got to change your mind. See, scripture said that. Or what is that in Isaiah? I'm giving y'all a lot. We ain't coming back here this evening. Is Isaiah chapter number 55, 6 and 7? Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways. Huh? In other words, you have to do something. Huh? That Isaiah 55 and 7 is the same as Acts 10 and 35. Acts 10 and 35 is telling you, to every nation of him that feareth him and worketh righteousness. It says the wicked got to be willing to forsake his ways, and the ungodly man got to be willing to forsake his thoughts. In other words, I got to get rid of the wicked, ungodly stuff. And what am I going to start doing? You got to start doing what is right. The root word of righteous is right. Huh? You got to do what is right, right? Amen, Lord Jesus. You got to do what is right. Huh? Those are the ones. Come on, I'm trying to tell you how to receive the Holy Ghost. What is the latter part of verse number 35 say? They are
accepted.
Now, when that means, when I told you, when you're getting out your knees, calling on the name of Jesus, that is the place of what? Sacrifice. And what do you want? You want your sacrifice to be accepted. Huh? Lord ain't going to take just anything. You need your sacrifice to be accepted. And it starts off by respecting him. Huh? Giving Jesus the respect that he is due. And learn to do what is right. Huh? Stop put down the wrong and start doing what is right. That's repentance, isn't it? That's truth. That's truth. And jump down to verse number 41. Or jump down to verse number 42.
He commanded us to preach unto the people.
Yes.
And to testify that it is he which was ordained of God.
Yes.
To be the judge of quick and dead.
Yes. Those that are alive and those that are dead. Yes. Next verse.
And that to him give all the prophets witness that through his name.
Hold up. Through what?
Through his name.
I'm trying to tell you. You want the Holy Ghost, you got to come through the name.
Right.
You got to come through the name. You can't get around it. You got to come through the name. Huh? You can't get the Holy Ghost any other kind of way. You got to get it through the name, right? Say, well, Scott, I know I got the Holy Ghost and I wasn't calling on no Jesus. Well, you ain't getting no Holy Ghost then. You got something, but you ain't getting the Holy Ghost. Because the only way you're going to get the Holy Ghost is you've got to get it through. Huh? Through the name. Right? Come on, next verse.
And it says, through the name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of
sin. Yes.
Verse 44, why Peter yet spake these words.
What words? Mm-hmm. He preached unto them the name.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He preached unto them the name. Mm-hmm. What name? Jesus.
Jesus.
Huh? Mm-hmm. That's all he was preaching was Jesus. He was preaching unto them Jesus.
Yeah.
He told them you need to respect Jesus. And you need to do what Jesus tell you to do. Huh? He said, and through his name, you'll get the remission or the removal of your sin. In other words, that blockage that's trying to keep you from being heard by Jesus. That blockage that's trying to keep you from being touched by Jesus. If you just believe in his name, right? While Peter preached, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them. Not only those that did what?
Thank you.
Huh? Come on.
Jesus.
Didn't the Lord tell you in Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and knock?
No.
If any man hear my voice, his voice is his word.
Hallelujah.
Any man hear my voice and open up the door.
Uh-huh.
The Lord said, I will come in. In other words, I will accept you, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
You so busy trying to accept Jesus. You need the Lord to accept you, right?
Right. Yes.
You think this is all on you.
Jesus.
It's a two-way street.
Right.
It's like you ask the question, you know, you get married. You ask the question, but that person you ask the question, you got every right to tell you no.
Right.
I don't care how big the diamond is. I don't care how much you set up. That person got every right to tell you no.
Right.
Huh? To make you feel bad, but they got the right.
Yeah.
And Jesus telling you, don't you devalue your right.
Right.
You got the right to tell Jesus no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's because you are not saying, but I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. You got the right to tell him no. It's a many people in the earth that have told Jesus no. But just like that, it's a two-way street. Just like you reject Jesus, you best believe he's going to reject you. Huh?
Yes.
One day you're going to get to that door of eternity,
yes,
and you're going to say, Lord, I want to go back with you.
Yes.
He's going to tell you what? No.
That's it.
You worker of what? Iniquity,
yes.
Right?
Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Understand your rights.
Mm.
Understand your rights. And there's the consequences to go against you with your right.
Yes,
either it'll work for you or work against you. I know a whole lot of people that told the Lord no. I know a whole lot of people that told Jesus no. Huh? Especially when you offer somebody the plan of salvation and they don't come. What do you think they're telling the Lord? Huh? That delay thing is still the same response. People say, when people say not yet, the Lord still receives that as a no. He said, because I prepared this supper for you. Don't forget the Bible lesson. I prepared this feast for you. And I'm bidding you to do what? Come, right? Lord said, all of them started making excuses. Now we're living in that time right now, saints, when people are just making nothing but excuses as to why they can't put into action what Jesus told them to do, right? We need the Holy Ghost, saints. We need the Holy Ghost to come on the inside, just as it did on the day of Pentecost, just as it did on the house of Cornelius. Say, what do the two groups share in common? Both groups had respect for the name. Y'all understand that? On the day of Pentecost, they were calling on the name. On the day at the house of Cornelius, they were listening to the name. Either way, the name got in that brain. Did everybody understand that? Both groups fulfilled Revelation chapter number 3. When the Lord said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. The door of your what? Your mind. If any man hear my voice. That Peter was preaching Jesus, right?
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
And on the day of Pentecost, they were carrying out what Jesus told them to do.
Yeah.
go into Jerusalem and go into that city and wait, tarry until you are endued with power from on high, right? They went there in that upper room in prayer and supplication. Doing what? Calling on the name. When these folks said, you're drunk, you all got wine inside of you. Peter said, these ain't drunk like you think. Huh? This is the fulfillment of Joel's prophecy. What did Joel prophesy? The part you need to be concerned with is that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, right? That same Lord is rich unto all that do what? Call on him, right? That's why we encourage you to open up your mouth. Open up your mouth and call on Jesus. Don't be ashamed. Don't hide. Huh? Don't bury yourself all down. Huh? Say, I don't want nobody to see me call, hear me. Well, you want heaven to hear you. Let Jesus realize Jesus got his eyes on you. And what do you want the Lord to see when he sees you? I want him to see me calling on his name. Right? All right, all right. Did y'all finish all that? Y'all finished all that night. Did y'all finish that? 14 and 26? And John? Yes. I gave you a couple of them. Yeah.
And for the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost,
yeah. What will the Holy Ghost do? That's why people don't want the Holy Ghost, because they don't want to sit in the Holy Ghost's class. They don't want to sit in his class. They don't want to sit in his up under his lessons, because the Holy Ghost is coming inside of us for a purpose.
Yes.
What is the Holy Ghost coming inside of you? It's coming in inside of you to do what? Teach you. Not some things. Huh? That's right. Holy Ghost is going to get in you and work on your finances. He's going to work on your attitude. He's going to work on your behaviors. He's going to work on your emotions. Huh? Your instability. Say, I'm not stable. The Holy Ghost is going to come in there and show you where to get stable at. Huh? How to set things in order, right? Huh? That's why folk don't want the Holy Ghost. Because they want to keep doing it their way. Huh? That's the truth, isn't it? Lord said there is a way that seems right. But the end leads to death. There is a way that seems right. All we like sheep have gone astray. We doing things the way we want to do it, right? But when you receive the Holy Ghost is going to teach you a brand new way of doing stuff. A new way of what? Life? A new way of living, saints, right? All right, I'm not going to hold you up any longer. Tried your patience long enough. Trust y'all got something out the word. Hide the word in your heart that you may not sin against the Lord Jesus.